Welcome to DZNB College. In this lesson, we're building a DJ Ron style beat and bass line in Ableton Live, and the goal is simple. Make something stripped back, heavy, and immediately usable in a real drum and bass mix. This kind of writing lives right at the backbone of a track. It's not about showing off with loads of layers. It's about economy, impact, and groove. The drums need to stay punchy and readable, and the bass line needs to answer them, not fight them. That's the whole vibe here. Classic minded, dark. Dance floor focused and DJ friendly. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Around 172 is a great place to begin if you want that classic rolling feel. Build a clean 4-bar or 8-bar loop and keep the setup simple. One kick, one snare, one break or chopped break element, and one bass instrument. If you're using Ableton stock devices, that's perfect. Load up something like Operator, Waveatable, or analog for the bass, and keep EQ 8 and saturator ready on the track. The reason this works in DNB is because the whole style depends on groove first. If you start with too many layers, you lose the relationship between the kick, the snare, and the bass. And in this music, that relationship is everything. Before you add any atmosphere or movement, the core loop has to already feel good. So, build the drum skeleton first. Put a strong snare on 2 and 4 if you want a very readable roller foundation. You can also mix in a break or a chopped break if you want a little more jungle influence. Keep the kick restrained. A really solid beginner starting point is kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then a few ghost hits or break details around the gaps. If you're working with a break, slice it in simpler or on an auto track, and don't over-edit it right away. Let the natural swing do some of the work. A lot of beginners try to clean everything up until it loses its feel. Don't do that. Leave some movement in there. On the drum bus, a nice stock device chain is EQ8 to roll off unnecessary sub-bleed, below around 30 to 40 Hz, then a touch of saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, just enough to thicken the transients, and then drum bus if the break needs more presence. Keep it subtle. You want punch, not mush. What to listen for here is the snare. The snare should already feel like the anchor. If the loop doesn't make you nod before the bass enters, the bass won't save it later. Also listen to the kick. It should feel short and punchy. Not like a boomy thud that hangs around too long. Now let's build the bass properly. Don't make one sound do everything. In this style, split the bass into two jobs, a sub-layer for pure low-end weight, and a mid-bass layer for character, note definition, and movement. That split is one of the most useful production habits you can learn. Start with the sub. Use Operator or Waveatable, and choose a simple sine or near sine tone. Keep it mono. Program a rhythm that leaves space for the snare. DJ Ron style bass often works best when it answers the drums instead of playing continuously. A good starting point is a short envelope decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Keep the notes short enough that they don't smear into the next kick or snare moment. Clean, controlled, and low. That's the job. Then add a mid-bass layer. This is where the attitude lies. Use a richer waveform in Waveatable or a small amount of Waveatable movement. High-pass it so it doesn't compete with the sub. Depending on the sound, that might mean somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz, maybe a little higher if needed. The exact number matters less than the result. The low end stays stable, and the character layer brings the edge. Why this works in DNB is because the sub gives you mass, but the mid-bass gives you identity. If one sound tries to do both jobs, the low end gets vague fast. Splitting them keeps the club weight solid while still giving you movement on smaller speakers. Now write the rhythm against the snare, not on top of it. This is where the DJ Ron feel really starts to appear. Think about bass notes landing just before the snare, just after the snare, or on off beats that create momentum. A strong beginner pattern is to let the bass answer each snare with a short hit, then maybe stretch slightly in the second bar so the loop breathes. Keep it simple enough to remember. A great DNB bass line feels like a phrase, not a stream of notes. Try to hear whether the bass is acting like a conversation with the drums. If it is, you're on the right track. If it feels like it's just sitting on top of the beat, simplify it. What to listen for here? If the bass notes are masking the snare tail or making the groove feel late, shorten them. In this style, the snare has to stay dominant. It's the frame around the whole groove. Once the rhythm is working, shape the tone with Ableton stock tools. Put saturator after the bass instrument and start gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Use soft clip if needed, and always compensate the output so you're not tricked by loudness. Then use EQ8 to clean up the bass. Cut any unnecessary rumble, tame mud around 150, to 300 Hz if the sound feels cloudy, and reduce harshness around 1.5 to 4 kHz if the mid layer starts getting nasal or metallic. If you want a bit of extra motion, add auto filter either before or after saturation. Keep the cutoff movement subtle. We're not trying to turn the bass into a synth effect. We're just giving it a little evolution over time. In DNB, saturation helps the bass translate on smaller systems, and EQ keeps the kick and snare clear. The goal is more perceived weight, not just more distortion. That's a big distinction. Now lock the bass and drums together. This is where timing discipline matters. Compare the bass against the drums in the full loop and see if any notes need nudging. A few milliseconds earlier can make the groove feel more urgent. A touch later can make it feel heavier and more laid back. Be careful, though. Don't force everything onto the grid. If the groove needs a human pocket, also check the low end in context. If the kick and bass are hitting the same moment too often, simplify the bass rhythm. If the sub is swallowing the kick, shorten the bass tail or lower overlapping note velocity, and keep the sub mono below roughly 128Z. That helps your mix hold together in clubs and avoids the low end collapsing in mono. What to listen for now is whether the groove locks when the snare arrives. If the snare feels delayed or the bass feels disconnected from the kick, the phrase needs tightening. When it works, you'll feel the whole loop click into place. From there, add movement without breaking the foundation. Keep the variation on the mid layer only if possible. You can automate the auto filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars, add a little pitch movement, resample one bar and chop it into a variation, or alternate the ending of the phrase every couple of bars. The important thing is to stay subtle. For heavier mid-bass chain, something like wavitable into saturate or into auto-filter into EQ8 works really well. You're looking for movement that the listener feels more than hears. That's exactly the sweet spot for club-oriented DNB. Energy without clutter. A useful mindset here is space equals weight. In darker drum and bass, the silence after a bass hit can feel heavier than another bass note. So if the loop starts to feel crowded, don't reach for more processing first. Usually the better move is to reduce density. Remove a note, shorten a tail, or create a gap before the next snare. Another great habit is a quick A/B-mu test. Mute the bass and make sure the drums still feel like a usable loop. Then mute the drums and make sure the bass still has a clear rhythm. If either part only works when the other is playing, the parts are too dependent and need clearer separation. That's a really strong check for this style. Once the loop hits, think about arrangement, not just sound design. Don't leave it as an isolated loop. Put together a small intro, then the main drop loop, then a short variation. For example, bars 1 to 4 can establish the groove, bars 5 to 8 can bring in the fuller bass line, and then you can use a 2-bar switch up with one removed note or a tiny fill. A very effective move is to strip the bass for the first beat of a new phrase, then bring it back on the off beat after the snare. That tiny gap makes the return feel much bigger. It's a simple trick, but it works because the listener feels the absence before the impact comes back. If you've got a version that feels right, commit it to audio. Resampling is powerful in DNB because it forces decisions and stops you endlessly tweaking the same idea. Print the mid layer or the full bass phrase, keep the instrument version saved, and then edit the audio for cleaner note ends or small fills. That workflow makes it easier to build switch-ups later without losing the character of the original sound. Before you call it done, do a final reality check. Play the beat and bass line together and ask yourself three things. Does the snare still hit hard? Does the bass feel heavy without turning cloudy? And does the groove still make sense after 8 bars? If the low end feels big but unclear, shorten the notes or thin the mid-bass around 200 to 400 Hz. If the loop feels too static, add one small variation at the end instead of rewriting the whole thing. The finished result should feel like it could sit under a DJ mix, hold the floor, and keep its impact even as it repeats. You want pressure, space, and forward motion all at once. That's the DJ Ron mindset. So here's the takeaway. Build the drums first. Keep the sub simple and mono. Let the mid-bass carry the attitude and make every note earn its place against the snare. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep the groove readable. Keep the low end confident. And remember, in this style, finished enough is a real skill. For your practice, build a 4-bar DJ Ron inspired loop, using only Ableton stock devices, no more than 2 bass layers, and one simple variation. Make sure the snare leads, the sub answers, the drum hits, and the second half of the loop has a subtle tonal change. If you can mute the bass and still feel a solid drum foundation, then bring the bass back and keep the snare clear. You're doing it right. Now go make the loop, trust the space and let the groove do the talking.